I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to go around the NFL on Grant and Danny with Week 13 kicking off in several hours. Redskins at the Cowboys. We'll be talking about it all day on 106.7 The Fan. Let's get you started in New York, where the Giants have benched Eli Manning. Remember, Eli Manning was not originally drafted by the Giants. He was in San Diego at the time, Charger, flipped in the draft after Philip Rivers was drafted by the Giants. Those two guys have been inexplicably linked ever since because they were drafted in the top five, traded for one another. Philip Rivers was asked about the decision of the Giants to bench a guy in Manning who's won two Super Bowls. Here's what he had to say.
I honestly thought it was pathetic, really. He's been out there 210 straight games with no telling how many bumps and bruises and injuries for his team. Won two Super Bowls, MVPs, the respect he's had in the locker room over the years, really the respect he's gained throughout the league.
Philip Rivers is one of those guys who's always a little bit more country sounding than I anticipate him to be.
Sneaks up on you a little bit, doesn't it?
I know he went to NC State. He's from the South. But I never quite expect him to sound just like he does.
There's a little more twang than you'd think. There's like, it's always about a 20% factor, more twang.
Called it pathetic what they did to Eli Manning. This has been the reaction around the league by a lot of players. He also says that he likes the way his colleague is handling it.
You know, it was tough to watch him yesterday. You can only imagine how he felt. But he handled it like a pro, like he's handled everything. But I just hate to see him not get to – you feel like he's earned that. He's earned that to be able to go out there these last 5 weeks.
So the question I'd ask Philip Rivers was asked to him, and that is, well, how could they have done this differently? What should have been done? He had a take on that as well.
You feel like the guys earned the opportunity if they are deciding, in fact, to go another direction. You feel like he's earned – the opportunity to finish it off.
Here's what I will say about this. A number of things. Players don't like when other players that have tenure are replaced. I understand that. That's from their perspective because they don't want what happened to Alex Smith to happen to them, where a guy has a job, gets hurt, loses it, or somebody has an unceremonious ending because they all are kind of forced to face their own career mortality in that way. So I don't really care necessarily that other players are, I can't believe they're benching him, whatever like this. The point is, though, that the extra layer of reaction is correct. And what I mean by that is to say we're going to give you these charity starts and then split it. We're going to start Geno Smith over
such
you.
Such a weird plan.
The plan sucked. Ben McAdoo's a boob. The Giants organization is in shambles and chaos. None of this was handled well. The guy deserves a, hey, man, we're going to look at the kid. Thank you for your service. Where can we send you? People would bristle at that, but not to this degree. The boobery is what people are upset about. So a guy losing his gig, hey, that kind of stinks because he's put in some pretty good service there, but that's not what I lose sleep over.
Speaking of Ben McAdoo and the Giants being in shambles, how has Eli Manning's locker room and his teammates reacted to the news?
We had a good day of practice, a lot of energy out there today. They were flying around, kind of great day for it. It's obviously emotional, a lot of reactions out there. I get the reactions. I understand the emotions. I understand the responses. It's been a tough couple days, but we feel we have to put our emotions aside and make the best decision for the New York Football Giants. And I'm at peace with the decision.
You didn't do that, sir. You didn't make the best
Geno
decision
Smith
for the Giants.
Geno Smith is not the best decision for the Giants
at any point in time.
If you went to Davis Webb, maybe, just maybe, I could buy this. Maybe. Because this is not a charity you're running. This is the NFL. And if Eli Manning's not that good, and that's your assessment, let's see what the kid's got. But you're not doing that. You're playing Geno Smith. I know what he is. Danny knows what he is. You know what he is.
Members of the Smith family do, too. Grant, I'm sorry. What frustrates me the most, and this is what I can't stand people walking around incorrect. They need to know that they're wrong. And someone needs to get in Ben McAdoo's dumb face and explain to him it's not the action of benching a quarterback on a 2-10 or whatever the hell record it is, a team that sucks. They're terrible. They got to build for the future. The act of not playing a guy that's played for a long time is not what's offensive here. please understand, because that's what he's acting. He goes, tough day for all of us. No one cares about your football decision,
jackass.
Again, though,
my favorite thing, we're doing what's best for the New York Giants.
No, you're not!
Nobody says we're moving on from anybody. But when you're going through a situation like this, this isn't my first time going through it, like you said. You know, there's going to be emotions involved. There's going to be outrage. And you have to stick to your decision and do what you feel is best for the organization.
He's sticking to his guns. All right, from a quarterback being benched to a guy who's going to get his first start with a new organization, Jimmy Garoppolo was acquired via trade at the deadline by the San Francisco 49ers. Their plan was not to use him, not to play him. They had C.J. Beathard. They wanted to get some reps, try to improve his value, maybe his stock around the league while not losing anything on Garoppolo's trade value perhaps this offseason. Well, he came onto the field after a Beathard injury, and he threw a touchdown. Big decision for Kyle Shanahan this week. Beathard was banged up. Garoppolo was healthy. Jimmy Garoppolo will get his first start, and it will come in a familiar place.
No extra pressure. Just another, not just another game, but it's, you know, just how football is. It's a good opportunity. You know, Chicago, they got a good team, good defense, and it'll be a great challenge for us.
Playing in his hometown, Garoppolo has been getting just blown up with calls and texts from everybody he's ever met this week.
I had to put my phone away for a little while the last couple of days. Just, you know, I'm trying to focus. It's a great opportunity for us this week. Chicago has a very talented defense, so we need to prepare throughout the week very well and get ready for those guys because it's going to be a challenge.
I'm excited to see Garoppolo because I don't really know what he is, but I do know that whatever he would have been not working with Kyle Shanahan, he's going to be better working with him. If he stays with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, he's going to end up being an average or better quarterback in the NFL. That offense is just that QB-friendly, and he's got that kind of athleticism and those types of tools. But he has been crowned based on playing pretty well in New England. Most quarterbacks, Matt Cassel, Jacoby Brissett, they play well in New England. Mm-hmm. This team doesn't lose when Tom Brady plays. They don't lose when Tom Brady doesn't play. It's a pretty good program.
Here's my question for you. Now, if it's a matter of injury, if Beathard can't really do it and that's what they're worried about and throwing him in there, then I guess the discussion is moot here. But they're paring down the playbook. They're going to simplify it for him. That, to me, is a sign that that's something that says to me I wouldn't do this. I would go with another option if I had it, if that makes any sense. If you've got to do this watered-down version, it means he's not quite ready to shine. Maybe you're trying to lower his value. I don't know what the goal is here. You see what I'm saying? Like, they got him to not play him in the hopes maybe of signing him or keeping his value, keeping him sexy.
I think Beathard's hurt, number one.
And if that's all that it is, then that's it.
Also, I think at some point you start kicking the tires. I don't think it was their original plan, but the toothpaste out of the tube a little bit when he comes on to the field and makes a play that Beathard never could have made.
Right. And he threw two passes, though, right? Is that all it was?
Correct. I think it might have been three.
Three or
yeah,
four.
It was like right there. And one of them was this scramble touchdown.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think people have, not to be unfair to Garoppolo, kind of overrated. If he plays, he's going to be amazing right away. Well, no, he isn't. They know that in San Francisco. But now they've seen him, and he made a couple plays, and you go, now we're supposed to not play him again, and we're supposed to ask people to come buy tickets to these games? I think that could be a tough sell.
Yeah. The whole thing is an interesting spot because, again, the more he doesn't play, again, the sexier he is to everybody else, right?
Greg Bishop of Sports Illustrated wrote a story on Kirk Cousins that was just an unbelievable read.
Excellent.
On Cousins' nerdery and how carefully and meticulously he takes care of his body. We'll talk to Bishop about that at 11 on the show. Next, one of Cousins' former bosses, Sean McVay, has teams, fellow coaches, and players that he takes on mad about something he does during the game. Some are saying it's cheating. We'll explain next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.